Ches Tevis, Tuesday, the 26th of December, Rabbi Binyamin Chodi, Yisoid Birchas Hanenin.
I'd like to discuss and learn the sugya of the fact that Chazal were masakin to make a bracha before you eat food. Kemat all the poskim hold that it's only a drabonon. There is a mechudish de kapnei Yeshua that holds it's deraisa, but pashtas kol ha'am amoida that it's only a drabonon. So I'd like to try and understand what exactly did Chazal say? What exactly was the gedah of the takona? And it will become quite obvious what I'm trying to clear very soon. The Gemara tells us that there's an issa to be ne'ele min olam hazeh b'lo bracha. Right, the Gemara's got a whole sugya. We put on the Maamar Kaimus the Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Yom Dalef, because the Gemara on the top of the Amud is more handling. You know, the Gemara wants to suggest that it might be midaraisa. The Gemara gives through two mandarim, netarvay, karamavay. The Gemara's got a whole sugya, but the Gemara thereafter brings a braisa, where the Gemara says that asal adam shi'ana min olam hazeh b'lo bracha. The Gemara's got a lashon that ma'al. Ma'al means you've been ma'al against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You've done the wrong thing, right? It's a lashon Gemara. So the Gemara says they go to a chacham. In fact, the Gemara, what's the chacham going to help? You read B'nai Ben Issa. So the Gemara says that you go to the chacham, he'll teach you brachas in order that you won't come to be Yavadeh Me'ila. You know what bracha to make. So then the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, and the Gemara says, Reb Levi Rami, Reb Levi asked the stira in the psukim. One pasuk says, Lashem ha'aretzim loya, which implies that everything belongs to Hashem. And then it says, Uksiv ha'shamayim, shamayim na'shem, v'aretz na'san livnei adam. Clearly, Hashem gave us the aretz, and food is part of aretz. So what's going on? So there's a maloi kasha. Kan koidim bracha. Once you make your bracha, you are entitled to eat your food. Somebody who benefits from this world without making a bracha, it's as if you have stolen from Hashem and from Klal Yisrael. And what brings a pasuk? Now there's a Rashi here. Rashi tells us, what does it mean to be goizel la HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can you steal from Hashem? So Rashi says, Goyiz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Esper Chosay. Meaning, I've got a chiyuv to make a brocha. I have to make, let's say, ha'et on my apple. I ate the apple without making a brocha. I have stolen from Hashem, because I stole away his brocha. So we printed on Maamar Kaimus, the Marasha. The Marasha says that, he doesn't really ask it as Maamish as a shtak and kasha. His lashon is ein tzarech. Why does Rashi have to say, Goyiz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Esper Chosay? Rashi should keep it very simple. If you've got food in your house, and somebody else goes into your house and nicks your food, and he goes and eats it, right? What would you say? He's stolen the food. So here also, you've got this food, right? Chazal said that if you eat the food without a bracha, you'd be mild. You'd be mild against Hashem. So, yeah, that's what you've stolen. You've stolen the food. So Rashi should have said, Goyiz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Esa Machal. Right, so the Marshal continues, the Marshal's got a whole arithus, and he discusses the fact that Klal Yisrael get punished, that Tavua is the bracha of Hashem, doesn't come down, isn't mashpia to the world. The Marshal's got an arithus there, but the kind of kudza that we want to take out of the Marshal is the kasha and Rashi. We need to understand the kasha in a bit more detail, and we need to understand what's pshat and Rashi. So in order to understand this, there's a Gemara, which is not on the Maamar Kaimus because it's a bit too complicated to properly learn with all sugya, because it's not really relevant to us. But there's one point which we want to take out of the sugya on the basis of that. The Gemara's got a question there. The Gemara's got a shayla. Gemara asks somebody who's holding in his hand a cup of beer. What bracha do you make on beer? Make shakal. What would be if he says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam? And he's prepared to say, Baruch Pri HaGofen. That's his machshava when he starts saying the bracha, because he thinks it's why. If we realize it's beer, obviously he wouldn't have such a das. He, for some reason, he thought that he was holding a cup of wine. And then he suddenly realizes that he's actually got a cup of beer in his hand. So what does he do? He quickly says, after he finishes off saying el kelim alafidam, he quickly says, shakol nye bedvar. So the Gemara asks the question, basa ikka bracha zinon, do we look at the ikka bracha, the Shema Malchus, where you mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there he had das to say hagofen, which is obviously the wrong bracha on bir. Therefore, he hasn't made the right bracha, and therefore he's going to have to make a bracha again, because you can't eat without making a bracha. Oi, says the Gemara, the other tzad is the basa chasima azlino. We go after how he finished off. How did he finish off? He said shakol nye bedvari, which is the correct bracha. And therefore, if you go basa chasima, I do not have to make another bracha because I already said the bracha. So that's the Gemara shai. The Gemara goes attempts to bring a raya from a couple of braces. The Gemara, at the end of the day, the Gemara doesn't clearly say what the answer to this question is. Now, there's a big raid in the poiskim, a big machlokes poiskim in certain scenarios, how to learn the Gemara lemaskana. But we're not going to get involved with much. It's very complicated. We're going to get involved with one nekuda. That, at the end of the day, the Gemara's got a question. Basa ikka bracha zino, or basa chasima zino? Okay, what do you do? Right? We want to know halacha lemaisa. We want to live our life like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to live our lives. What do we do? The Gemara doesn't tell us what to do. So now what? So there's a Taisus, and Taisus brings a Machlokes Shoshanim, which, funnily enough, generally happens when you have a Gemara that doesn't clearly tell you what to do. Normally you'll have a Machlokes Shoshanim. That's just the way it works. So Taisus brings a riff. The riff says, "Upirishah alphas hashta dole ifshata ba'ayin." Now the Gemara hasn't answered clearly the question, "Ozinon lekula," which you would really say is poshut pshat, because we have a klal sabik brachas lahakel. Right, klal and shas. If I'm not sure if I've made the right bracha or not, I'll go lekala. I say yeah. I say there's a tzad to say basa chasim azina and I made shakal. Therefore, it's all, I'm done. Right, I'm sorted. I've made my bracha. Says Taisus, the ri haya oimer. The ri used to say lechumra. The tzorech levarich pamacheres. The ri was machmer. The ri argued with the riff. The ri said, since you're not sure if you made my bracha, you got to make another bracha. You got to have your das when you say Baruch HaTashem Gei Cholom, clearly that you should go and have your das to go and make Shakol Nye B'dvarim. So the Rav Kivege in Gilin HaShas, famous Rav Kivege, he brings between the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham brings this Ri. Taisus says, "Yo lechumra." Frank the Magen Avraham, what's the Ri talking about? There's a klal in Shas, Sofik Brachas Lahokel. How on earth can the Ri be machne? It doesn't make sense. Right? So says Rav Kivege that I've got a marsha. Mashal b'shem Rashbam, which is really the Pesach to what we're discussing today. We're not going to get involved with the sugya psachim there, but the Mashal, a lot of achrein argue with the Mashal, but the Mashal says a yisoid from the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that the Mashal says that when it comes to Bilchus Hanenin, there's no klal of Savit Brachas Lakel. Savit Brachas Lakel was only said in Brachas HaMitzvahs. Because by Brachas HaMitzvahs, the pshat is, I've got a chiv to make a brach before I do a mitzvah. I'm not sure, I've got a safek, whether or not I'm a chiv. So we say that in a case of safek, there's no mechayev for the bracha. So I'm not mechayev, so I can get away without it. So I don't make a bracha. By Brachas HaNenin, says the Marashah, the Gemara says, Osu l'odom shiyane, min oil mazeh b'lo bracha. Here there's an issa. It's not that stam, I've got to make a bracha. There's an issa to be netne without a bracha. Says the Marashah, it's all very nice, I've got a safek. I don't know for sure if I've got to make a bracha or not. But you can't eat without making a bracha. There's an issa. If you're not sure, you got a safek if you've been over to go and eat the food. You cannot not eat the food without making a bracha. It doesn't work. You can't do such a thing. Says the Marashah, therefore, Brichas HaNenin is choluk to Brichas HaMitzvahs. By Brichas HaNenin, there's no klal of Savit Brachas Lahakam. Therefore, says Riki Vega, now I understand what's Pshat and Taisus. The Ri was Machmeh. Why was the Ri Machmeh? I saw it Brachas Lahakam. The Teretz says, the Ri understood, like the Marashah, that I've got an Issa, when a case of Issa, I've got to make a Bracha, because otherwise I cannot eat the food. Now, what's going on over here? What's the machlokes? So what does the riff hold? Clearly, this mashal is a pesach to understand what exactly did Chazal say. You can understand the takana in two ways, which is really what we're discussing today. Did Chazal say that there's an issa achila? Chazal said there's an issa to eat food without making a bracha. because they created an Issa, they had to be matter the Issa. They had to find a way. How can you now go and eat your food? There's an Issa to eat the food. So they were masakin a bracha. The bracha is matter the Issa achila. So therefore, if I've got a suffix, if I've got to make a bracha or not, at the end of the day, there's an Issa. If there's an Issa, I cannot eat with being over Yisroel. So obviously, I've got to make a bracha. The other tzad is that Chazal never said there's an Issa. That wasn't how they started their takana. They started their takana by saying, we're going to make a chiyuv to make a bracha before you eat your food. Right? By brachas mitzvahs, you got to make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. By brachas amet, and Chazal also said, make a bracha before you eat your food. Therefore, the ikka takana was a chiyuv bracha. That was the ikka takana. It just happens to be that Chazal strengthened the chiyuv, and they made the issa out of it. They strengthened the chiyuv to the extent, we'll see that there are cases where we find such a thing. Right, Havdalah, let's say, you can't eat before you make Havdalah. Right? The pshat is that Chazal, the Havdalah has not come to be matter the Achila. The Chazal said, since you've got a mitzvah to do, since you've got a mice Havdalah to do, you can't eat without making Havdalah. So here also, right, the pshat is, I've got a chiv to make a bracha. It just they happen to be that Chazal decided to strengthen their chiv to the extent that now I've got Issa. But where does the chiv start from? The chiv starts from a chiv, a chivas bracha. Therefore, we have a klal. If I'm a supek, if I have a chiv to make a bracha or not, I go lekula. Same as Rechsa Mitz, I go lekula. Rechsa Mitz also go lekula. Therefore, that's pshat in the riff. The riff says, hashtod v'ivshatabai nazim lekula. I go lekula, because I'm not sure if I've got a chiv to make a bracha. Therefore, the same thing I do by mitzvahs, I don't make the bracha. Rechsa Mitz also I don't make the bracha. Says the re, no. The re was machmeh, because the re understood that Chazal created the issa. That was the ikka takana. The ikka takana was, you're not allowed to eat. How do we get away with the fact that I'm not allowed to eat? I've got to eat. Can't live without eating. Right? And Munna, Hashem made the food for you to eat. So what are you going to do? Chazal said they were machadish a matir on my Issa Achila. Therefore, I don't care how many sfeikas you've got. You cannot eat without making a racha. Therefore, you've got to make a racha. So that's the machleikas. Right? So it comes out, we've got a yisaisdik a machleikas for Shainim, what the gedda of the takana was. So now, we can understand Shittas Rashi. There's a Rashi on Amud Hei Amud Aleph, which is a bit earlier than where the Marma Koma start, but it's on the same Amud. It's on your paper. Rashi says, Dilamasko elo svaruhu, Dilo tavayu islahu purcha, Gamanda toni kerem, V'yolef bracha mezayna aminim. Right, Rashi's getting busy with what the Gemara understood originally was the makad to make a bracha. We'll just read through the Rashi, we'll get to the point we're trying to make. Ike purcha shekein t'onim b'korim, ולמד תולי נטר רבוי, איקה למפרח, התנך מידי דבא נטייה, דלאב נטייה מנולו. תז רשי אלו סבורו הוא. What's the סבורו? תכיוון דננה, צורך להוידויס למי שבורו. Since I want to be nana, I have to thank the one that created food. Hashem. I got to make a bracha to Hashem. The Gemara says there's an Issa. Right? Osul Adam Shiana and Zeblo Bracha. Why does Rashi say it? So funny, Rashi Rashi, given the nana, tzorach lahoidais lemisha boram, that was the takana? The takana was, there's an issa to be nana without making a bracha. The Tarek says that here you see Rashi learns like one of Atzadim. Here Rashi learns the ikka takana was that tzorach lahoidais lemisha boram. That was the takana of Chazal. Just they strengthen the Gemara means lemaisa. The end of the day, Chazal said, Osel Adam Shianim is Ebele Bracha. That only came after the Takana. What was the Takana? The Takana was, Tzorech Lohidus Lemisha Borah. Therefore, we can now say that that's the Machlokes Mashah and Rashi. Rashi says, Goydel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Es Baruch Hasai, I've stolen the Bracha. We brought the Mashah, so Rashi. Rashi should keep it simple. Goydel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Es HaMaychel, I've stolen the food. The answer is that the Marshal and the Shitasai from the Rashbam, which Miki Vega brings, that the Marshal understood that the Yisoid of Brachas is the fact that I can't take HaKadosh Baruch Hu's food. There's an Issa to be nana from the food. That's the Ikka Takana. So yeah, if you're claring, what did you steal from Hashem? Keep it simple. You stole the food. That's what you did. Mashiach Rashi, of course you stole the food. That's true. Nobody's going to argue with that. But that's not the Ikka Takana. The Ikka Gzela here is on the Bracha. It's only because I stole HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha that I've stolen the food. First, you have to clear if there's a bracha or not, like we said. In the case of Safek, I don't have a bracha, therefore I haven't stolen Hashem's food. So first I have to look at if I've got a bracha or not. Once I've got a bracha, I've got a gzeila on the food. Therefore, says Rashi, Goyzak Shbrach is brachasai. But if I've stolen the bracha, once I've stolen the bracha, now it happens to be that I've stolen the food. So mashallah, it's not a kasha on Rashi. Why doesn't Rashi say you've stolen the food? Because Rashi's coming to tell you the ikka gzeila, where it starts from. So far we've got a big machlokes, how to understand the yesod of making a bracha. Now, there's a big problem with this. The big problem is that l'chayra, there's a mefurshe gemara, which is a raya to one tat. Because the gemara, there's a gemara later, which is on your marmakonis. The gemara in aleph and aleph. The gemara in aleph and aleph in brachas, the gemara asks a question. They asked the question for Rechista. Misha ocha v'shasav le'birich. Somebody who eats and drinks, and he never made a bracha. He didn't do what you're supposed to do. Says the Gemara, ma'o shiyachsav yivarech. What does he do? Can he now go and make a bracha? Amalhus, Rechista said to them, Misha ocha shum v'reicha noidef. Somebody who eats garlic and his breath smells, yachsav yoicha shum ache. Should he continue to eat garlic, kadeshi reicha noidef? It's going to smell even more? Obviously not. If I've got a bracha to make and I don't make the bracha the first time, that means I can be a naughty boy and not eat bracha the second time also. Obviously, you've got to make a bracha. On Ravina, therefore says Ravina, Hilkach. Therefore, afilu goma sudasa, even if after you've completed your entire meal, yachsav yivarech, I've still got to go and make a bracha. The Tanya. The Gemara brings a very interesting brisa to this. The Tanya, Toval v'ola, right? He's a ger. He's got a chiyuv to go to mikvah to become a Yisrael, mila v'tefilah. Says the Braisa, Toval va'ola, he goes to mikveh and he comes out. Oimer ba'ali yosai, he says when he comes out of the mikveh, Baruch Hashem, the Shalom Mitzvah Tzivonu, al hatvila. So you see clearly, says the Gemara, that you can't make a bracha after, just like there, you can make a bracha after the tvila. Not even though he didn't make the bracha before, you can still make the bracha afterwards. Here also, I did make the bracha before I ate, I make the bracha after I ate. Says the Gemara v'loihi, you cannot compare. Hossam, in the case of Tvila, Meikar, Gavrilo Chazi. There he was a guy before he went to mikveh. A guy can't say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hashem, Shon, Tisav, Tzivon, he's not Mitzvah yet. Therefore, Akrocha, he can only make the bracha afterwards. Hossam, Hashem, over here, by our case of Brichas HaNenin, Meikar, Gavrilo Chazi. There was nothing wrong with him. He could easily have made the bracha of Shakob before he ate his chocolate. For Hoyel, the Itchi Itchi. Or before he ate his bread, he could have said, "Amitzlech menaretz." But since it was pushed away because he didn't make that bracha idchi, and now he's got a new bracha to make. He's got bracha samoz. He's got bracha achrayna. Therefore, it's too late. I don't understand this gemara. What do you mean it's too late? What do you mean ohel v'idchi idchi? That's the reason why he can't make the bracha. We learn a gemara and daf lamatay. The gemara says, "Asul adam shiyanev and zeh b'lo bracha." There's an isal no. Now. That means I what? Before I eat my food, I can't go and be nana because I got a bracha to make. What on earth is the Gemara's Havamin here, first of all? You should go make a bracha afterwards. You're making a bracha on your hana after you've had that hana? Makes sense. The Chazal said, in order to go and be nana from my food, I've got to make a bracha. So first of all, I don't understand the Gemara's Havamin here. Why on earth should you be yachsov yivarech? And more than that, the Gemara took on Bipshitas, yeah, for sure. Just because you've been naughty boy the first time, you can go to anyway, obviously you've got to make a bracha. And then the Gemara compares it to Tvila. Tvila is brichas mitzvahs. There's a chiv to make a bracha. Chazal said that Chazal on the second, the Bayer Ger, he makes his brichas mitzvahs. After that, it makes sense to make a bracha. Because of Shat, there's a chayvas bracha. But Mashiach by brichas nanen, he's already eaten his food, he's already been over, he's already been nana minozer below bracha, he's already been marked against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can you take away the milah just because you make a bracha after you eat? And then what's the Gemara's answer? Says the Gemara, no, you can't compare it to Tvila. Why? Because there, he wasn't chazi to make the bracha before, so you've got to make it afterwards. Here, it's too late. Tov itchi itchi. That's the reason why I didn't make a bracha, because it's been pushed away, because I should have made it earlier, and there's a halacha of dichay that I pushed away what I was going to make. What's going on over here? Says the Eimek bracha from this Gemara is muchacha mavua. There's a chayvas bracha. When you want to eat your food, chazal mesaken achiv to go and make a bracha. Says the Eimek bracha, yeah. Obviously, you were oiveh. Obviously, you were more the Gisa Kish Baruch. It's true. You attack oiveh and Issa. You call it Gzela, call it Mila, call it what you want. You were oiveh that Issa. But Gemara is playing a new Shaila now. I know I was oiveh and Issa. My question is, can I go the chut from the Issa Hanor that Chazal said Abimur Gis Hashem? Chazal also created a Chayvas Bracha, which is really the answer to the question. Because we were saying until now, we had two tzadim. We said either the pshat is I can't be nene b'lo bracha and Chazal were matir my maisa achila, or the other around. You start from the Chayvas Bracha, and after the Chayvas Bracha, Chazal said the Gzeya. Now, we have to change very slightly, not very much, we have to change slightly what we're saying. We're not saying a machleik is tut stodim whether or not there's a Chayvas Bracha. Everyone holds there's a Chayvas Bracha. The Gemara Nalef and Dalef is mavua there's a Chayvas Bracha. But here the pshat is, he forgot to say his Bracha Rishayna. So here, you see clearly in the Gemara that there's a Chayva to make a Bracha als Berchus HaMitzvah, and that's the Gemara's Tzushtal from Tvila, and the Gemara says, "Hav itchi itchi, Taka can't make it." Right? So, Taka, there is a raya from this Gemara, there's a chiv to make a bracha. Just that it comes out, the two stadim are, the first tzad remains still the poshet tzad. The pshat is, Chazal, that's always how we understood, the Chazal created the chivas bracha. In the case of Safik, I don't have a chiv. So that's good what the Gemara is talking about. It's true that the afters they said there's an issa to be nene, but at the end of the day, I've got a chivas bracha. So in this case, I was achav shasa b'loy bracha. I didn't make my bracha. Okay. So that issa hana you attack it over on. The fact that Chazal strengthened my chayvas bracha to the extent that issa achila, taka, I was over on that part of it. But at the end of the day, you can't ignore the fact that Chazal were masakin the chayvas bracha. On that, the Gemara asks, on that chayvas bracha, do we say that even after I've finished eating, I can still make that chayvas bracha even though taka I've already been over? Maybe the chelek of the chayvas bracha that I can still do. And that the Gemara says, I've pushed it away, it's too late. Right? But if you don't have the other tzad, the pshat is that taka we'd be going until now. There's an issa and no. Chazal started with an issa and needs to matter it. They make bracha taka went like that tzad because he says, from this Gemara's arrived, there's two dinim. Right? There's, according to that tzad, you have to say there's two halachas. One halacha is there's an issa. And the way to be get away from my issa, I've obviously got to make a bracha to matter the achila. And besides for that, Chazal also were masakin of chayvas bracha. There were two takonas. There were two chalokim to the takona, shall we say, of brichas hanenin. Therefore, this Gemara is discussing the other chiluk of the takona. I missed out on my issa hanoim. I missed out on it. I taka was over. Now the Gemara is saying there's another takona to make a bracha, doimitz brichas mitzvahs. On that, the Gemara asks, what do I do now? Can I still make the bracha, or do you say it's only before you eat? On that, the Gemara comes to maskana, hov idchi idchi, it's too late. So the maisa, it can be negal achra maisa, this Gemara. There are cases, perhaps, where you would tak and make a bracha, rishayna, after you eat. Let's say you have liquid, and you swallow the liquid. So, in a way, there's nothing else you could have done. Okay, you could say he could have spit it out. There's a big raid in the poiskim, whether or not we say that there are poiskim hold that if I drink liquid, and I forgot to make bracha v'shoina, I taka am mechoyev to make bracha v'shoina after I have it, and we don't say a swara of hal v'itchi itchi because he's no longer in a situation. He was kind of forced into the situation. We don't always say hal v'itchi itchi. It's a big machlokes hapoiskim. It's not obvious that there would be such an afkina, but it is possible that this Gemara halach lemaisa, sometimes you would make, and that's the avonah. The avonah is that there's a chayvas bracha besides my isana. So the eme bracha definitely learned there's two takonas. But according to our first tzad, it's very easy to understand that was their takonah to make a chayvas bracha. Just they created afters, they created the isana. That's the whole thing until now. Now, question is, what's the shit of the Rambam? How does the Rambam understand that the chayra, there's mefurish diyukim in the Rambam? Which of our tzadim the Rambam went with? The Rambam starts off in Hilchos Brachos. Mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah levarech ach achilas mozeh. Right, that's obviously not relevant to us. That's bracha achrona. Shenema v'chaltav svat v'rachtos Hashem alaykacha. Ve'en ha-chayim min ha-Torah elem sova. Only if he's satisfied. Shenema v'svat v'rachta. M'divrei sovrim shafilo ocha kezayis levarech acharov. Fine. Halacha base. Omedivrei Seifrim, says the Rambam. Levarech al komachol techila. Va'achakach yele mimenu. Chazal were mesakein, medivri soivim means mejabonon. You gotta make a bracha on your food before you eat it. V'achakach yehelem menu. V'cheinim hereach reach toiv. If you smell a pleasant smell, yivarech v'achakach yehene boy. Even if my intention is to only eat or drink a little, very small amount, I've got to make a bracha, and then afterwards be nana. If I'm nana without a bracha, I've got to be mal. The Rambam's got a very interesting way of telling us I've got to make a bracha. The Rambam should start saying, there's an issa, like the Gemara says, there's an issa to eat without making a bracha. Right? First, the Rambam should tell me that if you're nana, when it was there below bracha, there's an issa. And then the Rambam should tell me, so what's the eitzah? The eitzah is to go make a bracha. That was our first sad, right? The eitzah is to go make a bracha. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, Chazal were mesakin levorech hakol maichol tchila. Chazal told me first make a bracha, and then you're going to eat. The Rambam's not giving him mashmoz that the reason why you're going to make a bracha is because otherwise there's a problem with my Maisa Achila. Nothing wrong with my Maisa Achila. The halacha is that Chazal said, be mevarech ha-komaycha t'chila, first make a bracha, and then afterwards you can be nana. The Rambam, the mamash at the end there says, by the way, bracha mal. Agav, the Rambam brings in that you've been over a me'ila. What do you mean, chanem is a bod? That's agav? No, that was the takana. The takana was that you got a problem with your Maisa Achila. The way round that problem is by going make a bracha. The Rambam says it pumfaket. Then the Rambam continues. Rest of this halacha is not really to ask. The Rambam says meforish halacha gimel. A kishem shem mevorchem al ano. Just like you make a bracha ano, kach mevorchem al kol mitzvah mitzvah v'akach yasa isa. The Rambam says meforish. Just like Chazal said, make a bracha by a dova shenene. So too, you make a bracha on every mitzvah, and then after that, what's the kashem? What's the kach? What's one got to do the other? Over here by Brichas HaNenin, Chazal said, I've got a problem, I cannot eat. There's an issa to be nana. How do you get round, the part of the takana was, how do I get round my issa achila? By a matir, by being mevorich, the bracha is matir, my issa achila. By Brichas HaMitzvahs, that's not how it works. Brichas HaMitzvahs, the pshat is, you got a chiv to make a bracha on your Maisa HaMitzvah. What's the shame and the kach? What's the Rambam comparing Brichas HaMitzvahs to Brichas HaNenin? And then the Rambam says afterwards, Brichas Rabbi is picking up a chavah derech shvach v'idoya v'derech bakoshok te liska es haboyri tomid ava bish le nene v'le osu mitzvah. And then the Rambam says, Nimtzu kol ha-brochas kulon shloi shominin Brichas HaNiyo, Brichas HaMitzvahs, 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 The Rambam clearly is putting it all in one category, one big picture. The answer is very simple. The Rambam holds like how we understood Rashi, not like the Marsha. The Rambam holds the Ikka Takana was to make a bracha koidim shi'oichal. The Ikka Takana was I've got to make a bracha before I eat my food. It just happens to be that Chazal strengthens it to the extent that kolanele b'loi bracha mo'al. Right, like our original tzad, the ikatakona was a chayvas bracha, and that's the kshem of the Rambam. Just like Chazal was mesakin to make a bracha before I go and be nana, kach mevorech my commitment is so too, to the same extent, the same havana, the same understanding to the chayvah gotta make a bracha, they said the same applies by Brichas HaMitzvahs, because that's what it is. You gotta make a bracha before you eat. Are you gonna tell it to around me and say, I've got to make a bracha? The way my bracha says there's two dinim, maybe that's what pshat in the Rambam is. First of all, it's very not mashma. The Rambam doesn't really shtalavek clearly as two dinim. It's a bit of a crutch. But secondly, there's chayav mefurish arayas. The Rambam also paskens in the case of sofik, you go to kula. Yeah? Not in this Rambam. We didn't print this on our Marma Kobas. What do you mean if I got sofik, I don't make a bracha? There's two dinim. Right, that's nafkimina. That's nafkimina that we've created two dinim. As long as it's two dinim, that issa achila is something besides the chayva to make a bracha. One's gonna do the other. What I gain by not having compared to the other, that even though I don't have my chayva's bracha because I've got a safik, I'm still left with my issa. If I'm left with my issa, I can't eat without making a bracha. So therefore, if the Rambam holds like that I don't make a bracha in case of safik, obviously the Rambam took on that there isn't an issa hana chut from my chayvas bracha. That gufa was the chiyuv. The chiyuv was I've got a chayvas bracha to make before I go and eat my food. This happens to be that takana Chazal strengthened and they created the issa of it. So that's what the Rambam means. Alacha base. There's a mitzvah to make a bracha before you eat your food, And they said, after they made that takana, they said, they created the Me'ila, they created the Issa out of that Chayvaz Bracha. They also were Masakin and Chayv to make a Bracha before you do a mitzvah. Right, now, there's two lines in the Rambam, Melacha Beis, which we kind of read through very quickly, because we didn't want to make emphasis on that right now, but we have to. The Rambam says, which this is how the Kesef Mishnah comes in into the Maram Kaimus. The Rambam says, the Medivrei Sofer Levarech HaKom Macha Tchila V'Akach Yen Emenu, and then he says, Chene Reach Reach Toiv V'Afilo Niskave Lecha Lishtos Koshehu. So the Rambam, I'll tell you a chiddush, even if I only want to eat a tiny bit, the halacha is Mevarech V'Akach Nene. Really, that's an afilu. That's like another halacha. The Rambam just told us, you got to make a bracha before you eat your food. The Rambam has to tell me, even if your kavon is only to eat a little bit, I got to make a bracha. Now the truth is, a very similar question we can ask on a Kesef Mishnah, which is also on the page. This Kesef Mishnah is on a Rambam. The Rambam says, in Perek Gimel, Halacha, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, Koshin Baruch Allah B'tchila Hamoitzi Lechem Mavarech Le'achra B'soif Baruchas Hamozayin Kesidra Arba Rochois V'koshin Baruch Allah B'tchila Baruch Minam Zaynas Mavarech Le'acharav B'soif Baruch Achas V'nshal Yishlitzin Oireis Halacha Yibbeis V'med V'amurim Sh'ocha Mekazayis U'mala Abo Ho'oichel Pochas Mekazayis B'yman Apas B'yman Mishal Eichlin If you eat less than the Shiv V'ashoyis Pochas Merviyis Bein ayin, bein bisha, mashkin, mevarech, betchila, barocha, horur loisamin. First, I make barocha rishayna. Ulebasayif, ein avarech klal. Sounds like a very straightforward Rambam. Says the Kesef Mishnah halacha Yibbeis, mispad roish halacha zeyu. Then he says, what do I read on the pachas mekashir mevarech, lefona vleila achrov? Pachas mekashir, you make a barocha rishayna, not a barocha achrayna. Afa Gav asked the Kesef Mishnah, the Brish Ketam Avrochim, Yafina Avrocha Lefona Mekavu Chayme. Right, the Gemara in Amtei Amud Aleph, which is also a Gemara later in Brachas, the Gemara says in the first that there's a Kavu Chayme. You learn Brocha Lefonov, Me Brocha De La'achrov. Right, this is a little bit complicated because the Gemara on Amtei Amud Aleph does give a mashmoros that the Kavu Chayme doesn't exist anymore. We won't get busy with that because it's not so simple. But there is such a tzad that the Kavu Chayme is still helpful, even the Gemara's maskana. Vim Kain asked the Kesef Mishnah, Kemen she'ena mevarech lebasayif, lehavelei levarech bitchila. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, why am I making a bracha rishayna if I only want to eat a koshu? How do I know bracha rishayna from a Kavu Chayme? Right? Kushu seveya mevarech, kshurav lekoshkin. A few Gemara's. What's going on? If I don't make a bracha achrayna on a koshu, where do I get my bracha rishayna from? I don't understand. What's the kasha? The Gemara says, you're not allowed to be nene, mino el mazeh, below bracha. Exactly the same question we just asked on the Rambam. You can ask on this Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam says it's another chiddush. Vafin iskavin lech alishtas koshu. What do you mean vafin iskavin? Why is one more the chiddush than the other? I've got to make a bracha. Why don't I make a bracha? Because there's an issa achila. If there's an issa achila, it makes a difference if I want to eat a tiny amount, if I want to eat a shir that's mechaber chas hamazon, or what on earth is going on over here? And more than that, what does the Kesef Mishnah answer? Kesef Mishnah doesn't give out teretz. The Kesef Mishnah says, yeah, it's actually the hemshich of the Kesef Mishnah. He says, Vakati Kashri, yeah, I read the wrong part of the Kesef Mishnah. Vakati Kashri, asked the Kesef Mishnah. Maro Chachomim Lahachme Bebrocha Shalafonov, Shehime Drabon on Yosem, Bebrocha Achreino, Shehime Deraisa. Why would Chazal Momachne, I've got to make a bracha before I eat a koshu? So now we're asking, what's the kasha? What do you mean, why would Chazal Momachne? It's no sheikhs. Once a bracha Achreino, Machalt of Svota Virachta, Chazal were Machadesh, even if I don't have mamish, I'm not full. But if I eat a sheik, I've got to make a bracha. Hey, you've got to make a bracha, because otherwise you can't benefit from your food. So that's why Chazal said make a bracha on a kosher. It's a completely different takono, right? One's a bracha achreino, which obviously requires a sheik. One's bracha rishayna. Bracha rishayna is on the hana. If the bracha's on the hana, then it makes a difference how much you want to be nana. Hana's hana. You can't benefit. It's not a different hana how much you eat. So what's the kasha? Remember? Why should we know that? I've got... Does it sound wrong? Yeah. 100%. I've got a kavach chaimer. You're right, I've got a kavach chaimer. But I've got an issur to be nenev and zebra bracha also. Yeah. No, but besides my kavach chaimer, I've got a gemara that says osel honus my name is zebra bracha. You're right. Ask the kavach chaimer. You're right. But I've got besides my kavach chaimer, I've got issur no. That issur no has got nothing to do with my kavach chaimer. So as this, I know I shouldn't be allowed to eat. I'm making bracha. What's the guest mission's kasha? I'm allowed to steal? There's a hetzer zayda?
No.
So here, there's no hetzer to eat the food. If there's no hetzer to eat the food, I've got to make a bracha because I've got to be matting my hanah. How can I get away without making a bracha on a kol shul? What's the guest mission talking about? It makes no sense. And more than that, what's the tarot of the Kesem Mishnah? Venerally, he says a great sechidush. Shnekach omru de betchilo yevarech afilo al koshu. Why do you make a bracha even on a koshu? Shemo yimoli, you might change your mind. I stand here, I'm about to eat a tiny shir. Who knows what will happen? Maybe after I start eating, I'm going to change my mind. I want to eat a big shir. And that shir is going to be mechai of me, a bracha rishayna for sure. Why? Because on that, I've got a kavach chaymeh. Shema Yimolech, I might change my mind. V'yoychal kishir. V'nimtzor shayot tzorech bracha lefonov. If I end up eating a shir, I've got a kavel chayme telling me that I've got to make a bracha rishayna. Therefore, v'im beyond the second, it's too late. So therefore, what did Chazal say? Chazal said, make a bracha on a koshu. Because I'm worried, only because of a chashash ba'alma, I'm worried I might end up eating a shir. What do you mean I'm worried I might end up eating a shir? You've got a din that you cannot be known at a bracha. The answer is very simple. The answer is that the Kesef Mishnah understood like our first tzad. Obviously, there's a din that you can't be nene meinamzeh below bracha, but that wasn't how the takana started. First, the takana started with a chayvas bracha. Chazal never came along and said, "I've got an issur to eat food, and I've got to be matin my hana. Therefore, I've got to make a bracha, and therefore it would be obvious according to the mashal's havana. It would be obvious." That even on a kosher, I've got to make a bracha. The Kesef Mishnah understood like how we're learning the Rambam. The Ikar Takana was a chayvas bracha. How do I get my chayvas bracha from a kavach chaymer? It's all very nice. The Gemara says kol anele b'nemazeh b'le bracha mal abinayv and issa, but that only came after the chayvas bracha. First, I've got to decide: is there a chayvas bracha? Once I've got my chayvas bracha, then Chazal said that we're going to be malim, we're going to strengthen the chayvas bracha, and now there's an issa. So the fact that Kesef Mishnah, where did I get my chayvas bracha from? The chayvas bracha comes from my kavach chaymer. They didn't stand, wake up in the morning and say, we're going to make a takana of a chayvas bracha. They learned the chazal based it on the fact, I've got to make a bracha achrayna. That's where they came from, right? So the fact that Kesef Mishnah, if that's where they're coming from to make the chayvas bracha, then why am I making a bracha on a koshu? Does it make sense? There's no bracha achrayin l'koshu. Where did I get my chayvas bracha? Once I've got my chayvas bracha, it will be obvious that there's an issa. But the issa only came afterwards. First, I've got to decide if there's a chiv. Once I've got a chiv, there's an issa. So you can't ask a kashna kesef mishnah, what's the kasha, there's an issa. The issa only came because there's a chiv. Answers the kesef mishnah, grace of chiddush. The only reason why there's a chazal or masakin, a chayvas bracha, on bracha rishayna, even a koshu, is only because we're worried that you might end up eating a shir, and on that I've got a kavach chaymer for, which is a great sechidosh. Perhaps you don't learn like that, but that's kesef mishnah shetty. It comes from a kavach chaymer. It's not really a chayvas bracha on a koshu. It's really a chayvas bracha on a kazayas. I'm not sure I'll end up eating it. Now that I've got a chayvas bracha on a koshu, because I'm worried I might end up eating a shir, and that shir I've got a kavach chaymer to mechayim bracha for bracha achrayna. Now I can come along and say now there's issa achila, but that issa achila only it comes after I've decided there's a chayvas bracha. I mean, that's pshat in the Kesef Mishnah, and that's pshat in the Rambam. We asked the kasha of the Rambam. The Rambam just told me I've got to make a bracha before I eat. Says the Rambam, I tell you a chiddush. According to the Masha's Havana, the chutz from my chayvas bracha, there is also issa no. I don't have such a problem. I don't have such a chiddush b'chal. Obviously, Obviously, I've got to make a bracha before I eat a koshu. I might not have my chayvas bracha, let's say in the havamina of the Kesef Mishnah. But besides from my chayvas bracha, I've also got an isana. So if the Rambam already told me I've got to make a bracha before I eat food, then obviously I can't be nana. Obviously, even if I'm niskaven lechalishas koshu, I'm going to, the answer is the Rambam learns, like our original tzad, the Rambam learns that the whole takkola was a chayvas bracha. And only after they said, Kananana b'loy brocha mo'al. If that was the Ikat HaKona, the Rambam had the Kesef Mishnah's problem. Right? It's a Mefurash Rambam, it's not just the Kesef Mishnah. That, where do I get my Chayvas Brocha from? Says the Rambam, even if you're Mechave Lechalishas Koreshu, you still make that Chayvas Brocha. How do I know that? Because the Kesef Mishnah told me I've got a Chashash Shema Yimaleich, and now I've got my Chayv, only afterwards, even on a Koreshu, Now let's finish off with a big problem on the Marshal Shitta. Just to finish off, the Marshal holds that there's an issa to be nana without a bracha. That means we said the pshat is you're stealing from Hashem. The halacha is that a balkeri eino mevorech lefonov. Mishnah Tosis on Lamed Yom Dalet brings a Mishnah. Balkeri does not make a bracha rishayim. Oinin also doesn't make a bracha rishayim. What's going on? How can you eat without making a bracha? There's an issa. Vishleim, if you learn, there's a chiv, there's a chivas bracha. And once I've got my chivas bracha, there's an issa. So an oinein and a bakari don't have a chivas bracha because they can't make brachas. Can't make a bracha. Chazal never said there's an issa. It all starts from the chiv. Therefore, I understand that bakari don't make a bracha. But if you learn like the mashal, it all starts the other way around. There might also be a chivas bracha, but besides my chivas bracha, I've also got an issa. No. How can a balkari and oinin not make a bracha? How can we master the food? Now, the Rav Shlomo Zalman, in his Sefer Mincha Shlomo, when he asked this kasha, he's medame to a halacha shulchan aruch, very interesting tushtal. There's a halacha shulchan aruch that if you use a kli which belongs to a goy, and you don't buy it, you don't need to do tefillah in order to use it. Right? If I buy the kli, I do have to, because it's nechnas lo shus yishol. What would be if you have a shutfus in a kli? You and a guy together own it. What do you do? The Ramah Paskins halacha lemaisa ain tzarech tvila. You don't need to be tayel the kli, right? And therefore, what? I can now go and use the kli without a tvila, b'kiddush. I can now go and use it without a tvila, right? Because the tvila is not going to help. Because even if I am tayel, because it's my kli, I've still got the rishus nachri here. Rishus Nachri is always going to be Machnes Tumma to my Rishus, so the Tefillah is not going to help. So therefore the Ramah is Mechadesh, that I can get away without a Tefillah. Frek the base Meir, but there's an Issa to be Mishtamish. So why are you being Meikul? You should go to Chumrah. Right? I need a Matir for my Hishtamshus. I need the Matir. Chazal said the Matir to my Issa Hishtamshus is with my Meisa Tefillah. How do I get around that? By being Tayil. So here I can't do a Tefillah. You're right, a Taka can't do a Tefillah. It's not going to help, because I've always got Tumah here. But why is that a reason that it's Mutter? It should be awesome. Right? That's Rishon Zalman's Tushta when he asked this Kasha. So, Rishon Zalman is Machriya, not like the Marashah, but after this Kasha. But, L'chaira, what we have to say is, we have to say a bit of a Chiddush. We have to say that since the Oifen of the Heta, since the way Chazal got around my Issa, they didn't stum say, you're allowed to be Nana. They said the way we're going to allow you to be nana is through making a bracha. So the get of the takola was, somebody who can't make a bracha, they never said there's an issa. That was the way they were sacking it. It's a bit more difficult. It's a bit easier to answer the kash of here than to answer by tvila, because tvila, you've got eitzes, you don't have to have shutzes for the nachri. Here, you've got to eat your food, right? So you're going to die if you don't eat. You're going to die if you can't drink. So here, it's easier to understand that kind of they felt it necessary within their takana that you don't need a heta if you can't have a heta. There, it's a bit more the chiddush to say that in every case where it's not possible to use otherwise, Chazal never said there's an issa ishtamshus. That's a bit chiddush, because say over here there's an issa ishtamshus, and in other cases where you own it by yourself, there you'll have your matter, you'll have your tefillah. So chayra, the base mayor's kasha, is stronger over there than it is over here. But That's the way we got it. Just to summarize, that we've got a machlokes, how to understand, is the pshat that Chazal created the issa hana, and that you have to matter your esana. And we have a gemara in Alvom Dalav that's telling us, besides for my esana, I've also got a chib to make a bracha. And therefore, even in the case of Safek, where I don't have my mechayev, I still have my esa. Or do you say no? Or do you say it's all one big takana? The takana was, like the Rambam, like Rashi hold, the takana was to go and make a bracha before you go and eat your food. That's Chazal strengthened your chiv to the extent that you got to, that there's an Issa Hanar, which is how he answered the Kesem Mishnah and the Rambam, because the Kesem Mishnah asked a kasha, that how do I make a bracha on a koshu? Well, now we ask the kasha, there's an Issa. The answer is, it's all one takana that only started from my chivas bracha. And we're saying the makar of such a chivas bracha is from the fact that the Gemara makes a Kavol Chaim, and the Kavol Chaim doesn't make sense if you hold the Zoni and Issa. The Kavol Chaim is also a Raya that there's a Chayvas Bracha. Besides the Gemara and Alifam Dalif, the Etzan Kavol Chaim is a Raya that there's a Chayvas Bracha. If you learn Zoni and Issa no, it doesn't make sense to learn, well, Bechal, the Gemara and Alam Tev Dalif, the Gemara learns Bracha Rishayim from Bracha from a Kavol Chaim. If you learn Zoni and Issa no, how can you learn Rishayim from Achayna? One's no Shaitis, one's Bracha on my Sviya, one's a Bracha going on now to be Nana. Right? So that Gemara is also a Raya. There's a chayvas bracha. Once they said there's a chayvas bracha, which the Kesem Mishnah says, were worried that he might go and eat a full shear, and therefore, lemafreya, he wouldn't have made a bracha on that. Now I've got my chayvas bracha on a koshu. Now I've got my chayvas bracha on a koshu. Chazal said, there's an issa to be, Baruch Hashem should give us yad tishmaya, there should be a chizuk for us, now that we understand a bit better off, a bit more ba'amkus, what we're doing with brachas, we shouldn't just rush into our eating, we shouldn't, you know, we get too excited by, we got all the geshmak food to eat, and sometimes, chas shalom, we're a bit negligent, and we forget that we've got to have kavono when we do brachas. Now that we've got a bit of understanding, it's not such a simple takana, that it's a whole lomdisha thing, mitzvah should give us a chizuk to take brachas a bit more seriously, and make brachas properly before we eat our food.
Let's go.